Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and on today's edition of The Catch-Up,
our good friend Justin Hamilton will tell us why you need to go and see his Fringe World show, Bunta Boy, on now at the Perth Cultural Centre until Saturday night.
You can hear an amazing Nickelback Chainsmokers mashup in the Shore Report. Yes, you heard that right.
And we have a stack of interesting fun facts. Just don't go near a food hall tonight after you hear them.
Poo jelly beans!
With 10,000 more call-outs every year, WA needs 1,000 more police officers to meet the rising demand. Show your support at itstoughenough.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
You usually hear this bloke doing our TV and movie reviews. He just happens to be in town for Fringe, the Perth Cultural Centre, right through until this Saturday for Bunta Boy?
No.
Bunta Boy.
No. Bunta. Bunta Boy.
Yeah, but where is that from? Is it?
Well, that's, you know, you are completely right to not know how to pronounce
you
that.
You say Bunta, Bunta, we say Bunta.
No, because I started off in a duo back in 94 in Adelaide, and it's an Adelaide word. It's a South Australian Aboriginal word for crazy. And it's a word that's used all the time there.
Yes.
And that was one of the first lessons of comedy is when you tour interstate and you go, oh, we're all Australians, but we're all different. And,
ladies and gentlemen, Justin Hamilton.
Yeah, I lived in Queensland for a couple of years and they really elongate the two O's in a word. So like over here we go,
they
Paul.
They also end everything on an upward inflection.
They do. And they go.
Are you asking me or telling me?
They go, pill.
Pill.
It's pill.
Yeah.
That's quite eastern states though, I think. Pill and school and.
Castle.
Castle and Mal.
Castle?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not into it. I'm all about the Queen's language.
Yep.
Freddie Mercury, that is. No royalist.
But we mentioned Bunta Boy.
Yeah.
Because it is part of the show, the new show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
what is the actual name? Just Justin Hamilton, Bunta Boy.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the world is so full of turmoil at the moment. And I think sometimes to kind of work out how you're going to move forward, you have to look back and remember where you came from and remember how you started off. So it's kind of about grounding yourself to know how to tackle the future. And, you know, from 94 to 99, I was in this duo with my friend Damien and we played songs and we dressed in camouflage pants and T-shirts that said Bunta on them. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, to be brutally honest, I was a bit embarrassed by it. You know, it's like when you look at old photos of yourself and go, why was I wearing such a baggy shirt? You know, that kind of thing. But now I'm old enough that I look back on those kids and I have a lot of affection for them because they feel so long ago. And I thought I'll use that as an opportunity to explore that time. We were just like, there was a bravery or slash stupidity to youth as well. Like the gigs that I would do back then that I would not do now. Like we toured with a clown rock band called the Clowns of Decadence. And this is in the era of moshing. And we'd come out with our jingle jangle singing our little songs in our camouflage pants to people who just wanted to mosh. Now I have three times the experience that those kids have, but I would not do that gig. But back then we were like, showbiz, how good is this?
So. I think it was a real period of time, though. It's like now at the Grammys where they just don't perform a song without having, you know, three other people on the bill.
Right.
It was a sort of, it was a time for duos, for threes.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was that real sort of larrikity time. We just egged each other on.
Oh, yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's what it was all about.
And there was a real spirit of adventurism and you've done that. Well, I'm going to do this. Yeah. And it was fun to see who could go further. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was such a great time. And we came out of that golden period of influence, which included the big gig, you know, the Doug Anthony All-Stars, you know, the Late Show. Back then I was really into Woody Allen, back when you could be.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it was a really good time for comedy and that influence, you know, really saturated what we did.
Sorry, are you not allowed to be into Woody Allen anymore? Is that?
No, it's just
not like we were in the old days.
Hey?
Yeah,
it just depends on your company.
Kitty thing.
You know, that's so true.
But you know, you say that about back when you were allowed to. Has that put a bit of a dampener on some? I mean, I think it's put a bit of a dampener on life in general, but in comedy, the whole having to check yourself, can I laugh at that? Talk about it if I like it?
It's a hard thing, isn't it? And it makes live comedy, in a way, I find it a little bit more exciting because things have changed. There's certain words that you can use, you can't use. People turn on you so quickly. I think most of the time, what you have to remember is the context of a word. Like, I think we forget about context. Mm. My favourite one was in Edinburgh a couple of years ago. I'd just been watching a show show. There'd been a lot of comedians on. I was talking to this woman afterwards. I said, I really liked that third comedian. And she said, which one was that? And I said, oh, that was the black guy. And she said, excuse me.
Yeah.
It is African American. And I said, excuse me. He's from London talking about his Jamaican parents. I think you might be the racist person here thinking they're all African-American.
You are not the sort of person I'd go toe-to-toe in a war of words with, though, mate.
Somebody wanted the treasures with you, though.
We've got to be able to get back to listening to each other and listening to context.
Wouldn't that be nice? And that's what the show's about, just taking a moment and recalibrating for the rest of, you know, to get on with it. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's Bunta Boy, Perth Cultural Centre, through until this.
What time is it on?
7:45.
7:45, beautiful.
Right. I think about the older people.
Sure, Paulice.
And in honour of this, I think we should play that. Yes. So crazy right now. Most incredibly. Girl. Me. Boy. Yeah. Isn't this weird?
Oh, man, what a track.
I love it.
What a tune.
History in the making, part two. Yes, Beyoncé's pregnant with twins. She shared the news today on Instagram, as you do, and promptly broke the internet, as they say. In fact, I can't even tell you how many likes it's had on Instagram because they're still ticking over by the second.
Mm. It's funny watching her Instagram, actually, because if you like go to her Instagram followers and watch it from one second to another, she adds like 10,000 followers a second.
Oh, but she's lovely, isn't she?
She is lovely.
I wonder if she's having a boy and a girl, or two boys, or two girls, or is it too early to kind of impose that sort of thing on them? I don't know. Now, Ice House, a reminder that Ice House has now had to cancel both Perth shows.
Oh,
just before last night's show at Crown, a band member, which management didn't want to name but said was not frontman Ivor Davies, suffered a medical emergency at the venue and was taken to hospital. He has remained in hospital overnight and on doctor's advice won't be playing tonight, so Ice House has been forced to postpone the second Perth concert. They're very sorry, of course, but they want their band to be in the greatest of care and health, and they'll get back to us as they can. You guys take your time. Now, the band The Chainsmokers. Do you like The Chainsmokers?
I love The Chainsmokers.
They've responded to recently being compared to Nickelback.
What?
With a mashup of their hit Paris and Nickelback's How You Remind Me. Now, these are not bands you'd likely think of comparing, but Esquire magazine has likened the two acts for their quote-unquote schmaltz.
Schmaltz?
A bit unfair. And says the Chainsmokers are scapegoats for the downfall of electronic dance music, similar to Nickelback signalling the end of post-grunge arena rock.
Oh, come on.
So as for this mashup, this is what the Chainsmokers sound like in their song Paris.
If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything. They'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together.
They have a very distinct sound. You know, they don't. They all of their songs have a little bit that sort of links them together, I think, as do Nickelback. But here's the Chainsmokers Nickelback mashup.
We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents, and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shot right now, I don't think that we could work this out, out on the terrace. I don't know if it's fair, but I thought, how could I let you fall by yourself? Well, I'm wasted with someone else. It's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. This time I'm mistaken for handing you a heart worth breaking. And a bit wrong, a bit down to the bottom of everything.
Yes. Fun facts.
Fun facts.
Not so fun facts.
Oh, well.
Funky facts.
Yeah. I don't know. I see the fun in them.
Not in that funky kind of way, but in that, ooh, that looks a bit funky.
If you're looking at someone who's about to stick their hand in the jar of jelly beans out there, you might think these are fun facts.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't even realise those jelly beans I've been eating all week were on the floor.
Yeah. That's right.
Until Tim mentioned, ooh, floor jelly beans. Ooh, oh, okay.
Floor beans.
They're all right. Now, jelly beans are so shiny because they're coated with shellac, which is made from insect poo.
Insect poo.
Shellac.
Shellac, insect poo. Oh, isn't that the stuff though, that you put on nails? Shellac.
Yes, a shellac. Well? Or in the football, you get an absolute shellacking.
Shellacking.
Perfume musk comes from a sack in front of a deer's
That's
manhood.
Right. Now, it was once upon a time used as a base for most perfumes.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's something to take away from this. But nowadays, they mostly use synthetic stuff. I think the key
this
word there is...
pheromonal.
Yeah. I think the key word there is mostly,
mostly.
Though. Mostly.
Now, we're all about natural flavouring, but natural flavouring substitutes quite often come from a gland right next to a beaver's anus.
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 This is heinous. You're right.
Oh, it's horrible.
Once upon a time, this was an sticking with beavers here.
Yeah.
This was an early form of contraception. What had happened is you would soak dried beaver testicles.
Yes.
In a strong alcohol solution and you would drink it. Please. You would drink it.
Right. Mm. Now, we're all touching stuff all day long. They say that ultimately we're probably made up more of bacteria than we are of human because a mobile phone, for example, can have up to 10 times more bacteria on it than a toilet seat.
Mm.
And you don't put that to your ear, do you?
No, you don't.
No.
Well, some people do.
Well, sometimes if you're riding the porcelain bus, but otherwise, and that's when you don't care.
Speaking of bacteria, you know there might be poop in your coffee mug?
Ah,
yeah.
It depends who made your coffee, I guess.
According to a professor of environmental microbiology, 20% of office mugs have traces of that. 20%.
A lot of people dream of climbing Mount Everest. Most of them don't dream of tripping on a corpse, but there are 200 corpses of climbers and Sherpas on Mount Everest.
Yeah.
So go at high ice. a koala, so cuddly, but don't forget, probably give you chlamydia.
Chlamydia, mm-hmm. Yeah, just for cuddling.
Not that lovely old jazz song, da-da-da-da, chlamydia. Only Greg gets that.
I'm laughing because I just enjoy it when you sing.
I think it was perfidia. But anyway.
Excuse me?
That's what it's called,
perfidia.
The song.
Perfidia.
Yeah. Yeah, Ignatius Jones. Anyway,
anything
let's
else?
Go.
Oh, this is cool. This is kind of creepy. There's an island near Mexico City, and it's full of creepy, decaying dolls.
What? That's so weird.
Yeah, really creepy.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Ooh, I don't know. That's a visual one.
This is cool. Also, a dragonfly uses. No, I'm not going to go into that one.
Oh yeah, that's weird. Mm. If you're smelling something bad, it's because the stinky molecules are literally stuck in your nose.
Mm. That's the reason.
Isn't that encouraging?
That's very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want any more in here?
Well, I don't want that one about vacuum toilets and what it's, no.
What about the one about banana slugs?
Yeah, go on. No.
I was half expecting, I was hoping you'd actually say no to that one. Good.
Oh, no, that's a record.
Yep. Here's one. If you've ever gotten red eyes after swimming, it's not from the chlorine. It's the result of chemicals mixing with urine.
And let's finish on this one on late night shopping night when a lot of people use the old drive-thru for dinner. It's believed that you eat fast food pretty regularly. You're probably consuming about 12 pubes a year. Not yours.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Meth-related crimes are up 38%. Don't let it get worse. Tell your local candidate WA needs 1,000 more police officers at itstoughenough.com.au.